Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, hit it.
Chris Ronji, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
You know who it is.
Also, if you didn't know, this is called The Show.
Yeah. On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Good morning, friends and foes. We welcome everybody. We love
even,
all of you equally.
We love all of you, even the haters and losers.
Yeah. What did he say? Was it like happy 9/11 or something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was happy 9/11 to even the haters and losers.
Something like that.
But I do think my Christmas card this year might say, Merry Christmas, even to the haters and losers. I kind of love it.
I'm into it. Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ronji, good morning. We're glad you're with us today. It's a short day, and we'll tell you why in just a moment.
It's a short show. The day is still 24 hours.
Correct, but yes. We're actually on the downside now in terms of length of days.
Yeah.
They're getting shorter and shorter now.
Sunlight.
Mm-hmm. That's right. But we're still 24 hours.
Still
yes.
24 hours.
I'm saying
hours.
The sunlight, the yeah. daytime part.
The daytime.
Yeah, yeah.
You're right. You're right. Versus yeah. nighttime.
314-436-7900. Odyssey app. Voice messages. Leave them there. Did you know you can watch us on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter? You know you find us on KMOX News or on our Twitter account. And if you're not following it, you are in serious trouble. It is at Chris Amy KMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
Well, the House of Representatives has now taken up the big, beautiful bill, but apparently it's not called that anymore. We still can't figure out what it's called.
But it's not that.
No.
And Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey has responded to KMOX reporter Maria Kina's Walgreens story about them being closed during regular business hours and people not being able to pick up their prescriptions. The thing is, the Attorney General needs your complaints to pursue an investigation. We have more information on
KMOX.com. The story is there. We encourage you to go there.
And
also,
complain.
And complain. We love complaints. Cardinals finally lose to Paul Skeens.
I guess it had to happen.
At some point. And they are going to play at 11:35 today. So the Cardinals have been shut out on back-to-back days by the Pittsburgh Pirates, who continue to roll for some reason.
Why are the Pirates so good right now?
I don't know. It could just be one of those things where, you know, teams will have a stretch where they look pretty good. You know, not the Rockies. They haven't had any of those. The White Sox last year didn't have any of those. But the Pirates right now have won 5 straight games.
The Rockies still on pace to be the worst team in the history of Major League Baseball?
Currently, yes. Somehow, that was the one of the most amazing things is that we had the worst baseball team ever last year. Yeah. And you think, well, that's historically bad. That's not going to happen for a while again. And it's immediately been followed up by an even worse season from a different team.
Which is kind of interesting. In some ways, I feel like we've buried the lead with that. When it comes to the story of the Rockies being so bad, it's not so much what are the chances that they're that bad, but what are the chances that the two worst teams in the history of the league were back-to-back seasons, different teams.
Not good odds.
What does that mean? Does that mean anything about baseball?
May mean end of the world or something.
Well, I mean the way the league is set up.
No.
It doesn't mean anything bigger.
No, I think it's a fluke. Just a fluke that this happened.
But aren't there anti-tanking rules now?
Well, not really. It's just a little harder to tank than it used to be. But it's still easy. If you want to tear down your team and rebuild and do all that, you can.
Yeah.
You know, you just, it's a little more difficult. But it's not impossible. Like, the Cardinals could do it if they wanted to. If they wanted to just say, hey, we are completely tearing down and starting over, ripping it down to the studs, they could. There are a couple problems. One, you're not necessarily guaranteed that it's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And two, it might take a very long time. So those are the only possible downsides to doing it.
It's incredibly difficult, but not as difficult as your move is going.
Well, I'm all moved in. I have all of my stuff moved in.
Why are you sleeping on the floor?
I'm not sleeping. I'm sleeping on an air mattress.
Which is like sleeping on the floor slowly.
So for any of you who have moved at any time in the recent past, but let us know if it's the worst experience of your life. Because it just absolutely is the worst thing that you can go through, other than like a terrible medical procedure or something. It is awful. I hate moving. I hate everything about it. Mm-hmm. I hate packing. I hate unpacking. And my place right now is an absolute disaster. You cannot walk in it. And the worst part is I got to be gone for the weekend, you know, or at least for the next couple of days, next few days. And now I can't unpack.
You can't pack because
now I have to go through stuff to find things that I need to take with me for this little trip that I'm going. It's not even. Yeah, it's just a little trip.
Oh my gosh, it's to Chicago.
Yeah, for a wedding.
We did have a texter, I forgot, on Monday when Brad Young filled in for you. A texter asked, do you think Ranji's wife and kids from Chicago helped him move?
No, they're useless.
Yeah.
Absolutely useless.
Yeah.
They didn't do anything
there
for me.
In the Windy City.
They are. They're in the Windy City. Useless. And now, so like, that's the worst. I finally have gotten everything. I want to start to settle in, but now I have to do all this. And I don't know where anything is because I'm not an efficient packer.
No, he's not. Or unpacker. And so he's an overpacker.
Now I have to, instead of doing the things I want to do, like, I don't know, setting up my bed frame and putting the mattress on it so I could sleep.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, get drunk with my bros.
No, so that's the first thing I want to do is that, but I can't because now I have to go through everything to find where I didn't label things. I don't label boxes.
So can I just tell you, when I packed, ladies and gentlemen, I know that I'm a hot mess. And I think even Matt Pajeski, who I thought was on my side and I thought was a friend, said that somehow I give off an aura of chaos or I manifest chaos.
True.
I don't know. But when I moved, not only was I organized and I packed everything in clear plastic boxes, but I labeled the clear plastic boxes.
Yeah.
You want to talk about a smooth move. Not only was the move smooth, but my house is automatically organized because everything was in clear boxes. I could see what I was working with, what goes in the basement, what goes in the kitchen, what goes in the bedroom. Like, I think that this move might have been my proudest moment. Ostensibly, it's downhill from here. I think I've peaked. But I mean, like, I took a picture of it to send to Michael Kelly because I knew he would be so proud of my clear boxes.
I tell you what, part of me wants to take a picture of what my place looks like right now and send it to you guys because it is.
You need to do it.
It's unbelievable.
I'll send you a picture of my basement and how the clear boxes are so. And it's not even stuff. Because I don't have a lot of stuff. I've moved like 6 times in however many years because I went from different apartments and so forth. And it's not even stuff. It's like dishes. I have some nice platters and dishes that I one day when I cook and have friends and have them over, I'll be able to serve. And then also like winter clothes, maybe like ski clothes that you don't keep in your closet.
Right.
So it's not even stuff which I love. I purge. My problem is I purge too much too quickly. Sometimes I get rid of stuff that I still need.
Amy, I purged so much. I've taken stuff to Salvation Army, to Goodwill, to Remains, the place that takes clothing that's not really wearable anymore.
Okay. I was going to say Remains is not a flattering name.
Remains is, it's on Morganford, and it's a really cool place. Like, they will recycle textiles. So like they can't be reused, then they will turn it into something like rags or something. Right.
That's
so
a good idea.
I think it's a cool place. So I've taken stuff there. I have taken stuff to the dumpster. So much stuff to the dumpster. And I still have a million. I don't know how.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And anyway.
314-436-7900. If you have any moving tips for Chris Ranji here, text us.
Harambe texted in and said, Harambe here. Yeah. Glory be to the haters and losers. Also, he says, I hate moving so bad, that's why I'm not getting a divorce. I don't want to move again. Benji Molina joins the show at 9:15. That's coming up next. We're going to talk to him about Cardinals baseball when we come back on KMOX.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I should let you know there's a little bit of breaking news, though. The verdict has been reached in all counts in the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking trial. And there we are waiting for the verdicts to be read. Well, we don't have that. It's supposed to happen soon. But the jury has reached a verdict on Puffy, which I have. And we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and it was the only time we talked about it, because we just for me, it's something about him. Like, I just don't have any interest in him. I have interest in what he allegedly did, and he seems like a total scumbag, and he should, if he did all of this stuff, which I admittedly had not paid close attention to, he should face justice over it, because it's serious. All that stuff is very serious.
Yeah, right. Him as his celebrity, I don't care about his celebrity.
That's why I haven't followed it so strongly.
And part of it is that, and part of it is I have a really... really difficult time. I mean, I will use the word like triggering, right?
Yeah,
I have a really
right.
difficult time with sexual violence, sexual crimes. And unfortunately, I heard a little bit too much. I had a hairstylist who was like, "Are you following this?" And I said, "No, here's the reason why." And she's like, "Oh, well, yeah, it's terrible." And then like gave me too many details. And which I mean, in some ways, I'm glad, because I don't want to turn a blind eye to suffering. And I know there's suffering out there, but it was... on all accounts, he is an evil person.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows for sure? And that's what this whole trial has been about.
There were so many witnesses. Even like, who's the famous singer who, was it Pharrell? Or one of those guys that had to testify.
Did Pharrell testify?
Sorry, who would be a guy like Pharrell? Like one of those...
I'm not sure. Yeah. Like producer performer
singers,
type? I'm not exactly sure. But he's facing one count of racketeering conspiracy, two counts of sex trafficking by force, fraud, or coercion, two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution. So this is all of the stuff that he is facing. And what's weird about him is that 4 years, like if you just go back and watch interviews from before this trial started, before any of the accusations really came out, you would see people who were celebrities who knew him, who would make these comments like, "Oh, I don't want to go to a Diddy party," stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, like there was this secrets or rumors about what he must have been like, or hearing weird things about him that clearly people who are celebrities knew about it or had, you know, had heard something about him. So for all this to be happening now, it's not really all that surprising. But it is interesting. You go back and watch like an interview from 10 years ago. Talking to some different celebrity, and they make a comment about a Diddy party. Don't want to be caught at one of those. Yeah. Or, I was invited, and I said, "Nope, that's not for me."
Well,
now you find out potentially why.
Yeah, and again, this person who was telling me the details is the opposite of a prude, right? She's not me. And she was saying that the witnesses, people who were involved, some stayed quiet because of physical intimidation and fear, or monetary intimidation or blackmail, whatever it is, because so many people were involved. She said that it was, the word that kept coming up in the trial was demonic. Like he was so insane and evil at these things.
And this is a thing that I think needs to be restated every now and then. I think that we are better about being aware of it, but maybe still not where we need to be. That a lot of times when a woman accuses a man of having done something, you know, rape, sexual assault, what physical abuse, whatever, a lot of times we default, and especially if they're a celebrity, we default to, "Oh, she's trying to extort him," or "She's trying to get something out of it. She's just, you know, saying all this stuff and there's nothing behind it." When that is very rare. It does happen. It does happen that a woman will falsely accuse somebody of something they did not do. But it's pretty rare. You have to think about all the stuff you have to go through just to accuse somebody of assault. And like people have to believe you. And then all the scrutiny you get, like there's a... there's a lot that you have to go through. So to just say...
Well, no, I mean, I know. I mean, I absolutely know. And I understand 100% when people say, why didn't the woman speak out sooner? Why didn't
fear.
She say something?
It can be a number of things.
It's so many things, Ranj. It's a power dynamic. It's knowing that your life is going to be a living hell. Remember when the woman... Erica Kinsman accused Jameis Winston, who was the Heisman Trophy winner at the time of rape. She was told, you can go after America's sweetheart if you want. You can go after the Heisman Trophy winner, but your life will be a living hell. You'll get death threats. People will stalk you. They will hate you. They will call you a liar. And again, that's why eventually he was never criminally charged or disciplined by the university. They did later settle a civil lawsuit. But I am telling you, if you are a woman who is going to accuse a man in power, specifically an athlete who people love, your life will be a living hell. You already feel shame, you feel violated, and you're thinking, I just want this to go away. I want it to go away. What can I do to make this go away? And a lot of times that is like just removing yourself from the situation, being quiet, or not bringing charges. The bravery of women who actually speak up blows my mind, because I'm telling you, never in a big situation, never in a professional situation, but I was uncomfortable with something when I was younger, like 19, 20 years old. It took forever. I was like, oh, this person doesn't mean it, doesn't mean it. Finally, I told a man, like, hey, this is happening, and I'm super uncomfortable. And he goes, okay. He's like, well, can you give me more details? And of course, I was 19, 20 years old, didn't want to tell creepy details to this 45-year-old man. He goes, because if you're just being sensitive, this guy won't be able to work in Missouri again, because he already has a charge against him or a conviction. So he'll lose his job and he'll have to move. And I'm 19 years old going, oh, well, maybe he didn't mean it. And so guess what happened? I never went back to that place. This was a huge part of my life, that I went to this place, engaged in sport 2 times a week, and I never went back. So that's me with someone who's not even famous, because some other men said, well, he'll lose his job, and then I felt bad.
So, and the bottom line there is, you can't just dismiss right out of hand an accusation because you don't want to believe it.
Yeah.
Right. So if there's an athlete that you love, I remember when I was in Chicago 10 years ago, when the whole Patrick Kane thing happened, where he was accused of rape by a woman in New York. And I don't know if he did or not, but how quick everybody was to just say, oh, she's a liar and she's trying to extort him, or this, that. And they just wanted to go to bat for Patrick Kane because he won them a bunch of Stanley Cups. And I get that. That's fandom, and you just don't want to believe that a player or a celebrity that you like and has done something for you as a fan, right? I mean, winning a Stanley Cup for you is a very big deal if you are a diehard Blackhawks fan, or if you're a Blues fan or whatever. We know how big of a deal that is. So you don't want to find out that one of your favorite players has done something like that. So you'll immediately try to justify it and say, no, there's no way. There's no way he would do that. Because there's a lot of dissonance in having to believe this guy you adore isn't an upstanding person, right? You don't want to have to believe that. So the amount of people who went to bat for him right away without even saying, hey, let's just wait and find out what's going on here.
Speaking of finding out what's going on.
Yeah, Debbie Monterey has stepped in from the KMOX newsroom and has some news for us.
Well, I will have more details for you a little bit later, but the verdict is down from the Sean Diddy Combs trial. Yep. So he has been found not guilty on the most serious of charges, the racketeering one, which is the one that they had been debating much longer than the others. They did find him guilty on 2 counts. So I should have the whole rundown for you in just a little bit. But it does look like he could face some time in prison, according to the 2 counts that he was found guilty of. So, but the most serious one of racketeering.
Racketeering conspiracy, that
racketeering
one?
Racketeering conspiracy was a not guilty, which I don't think was a surprise.
And the others are 2 counts of sex trafficking by force. That's one. And then transportation to engage in prostitution is the other. So
it could be, I mean, If he's not a famous person, it could be decades in prison, but we'll see what happens to Sean Diddy Combs. But yes, that just came down, so I wanted to let you guys know.
So he was found guilty, sorry, because there were five counts against him. And so he was found guilty of
two, but not the most serious one.
Yeah.
And, you know, the defense had said the whole time they have proven that he's not a great guy, but they have not proven that he is guilty of racketeering and conspiracy.
Yes. And that was the defense was kind of like, listen, he's a freak. He's a weirdo, you know, but that's not illegal to mm-hmm. be a freak and a weirdo. They didn't have a defense like he would never do this. It was really just he's a freak and a weirdo. What can you do? I also still think it's insane that one of his defense attorneys stepped down because he said, this case, I want nothing to do with this case. That attorney was Osama bin Laden's attorney.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm. When Osama bin Laden's attorney is like,
I think it would have been really difficult to be a juror on this trial and having to see all of the videos and hearing all of the graphic details about everything that went on. I also feel like, you know, you can't have a photographer in this particular court case. And I don't know where they're getting the court artist because it looks nothing like Sean Diddy Combs.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed.
You know, just a little sidebar here. I would like to be a courtroom artist because I don't think there's any requirement that you're good at it.
Do you have some chalk or crayons?
They're usually really, and they're really bad.
It just didn't look anything like him. I was like, if you just saw that drawing of Sean Diddy Combs that they were showing on the news today, you would never have, like, who is this? You'd be like,
it's an abstract artist.
I don't know.
I bet we're the only outlet with that take. I think, honestly, the biggest story here is this courtroom artist.
All right. So anyway, the big news is the jury verdict is in and guilty on two counts, but not the most serious. So we'll have more details throughout the rest of the morning.
Debbie Monterey. Thank
you, Debbie.
Thank you.
I always feel more important when the newsroom comes in, when Debbie Monterey comes in.
It's like something has happened.
Yeah. Because we're not reporters.
Well, no.
We're just opinion givers.
No, that's correct. We really are. And you look out the window and you think, it's sunny, so it's not storm mode. So they're not coming in here for storm mode. Something else must have happened. I love breaking news. And you can only get it here on 104.1 FM KMOX. When we come back, two childless people here are going to help you become a better sports parent. We'll talk to Jonathan Carone.
Sounds so sad when you put it that way.
We are childless people, Amy. Jonathan Carone is a creator of the Healthy Sports Parents podcast. We talked to him before. He's really good, and he's next on KMOX.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Well, here's what we know. All you sports parents, just awful. And some sports worse than others. What did we come to the conclusion?
Baseball.
Baseball parents.
Overwhelmingly, according to our very, very scientific Twitter poll.
Right. From a couple of weeks ago, we asked who was the worst sports parent. Baseball, football, hockey,
basketball.
Soccer, I think.
Oh, soccer.
Or no, maybe it was whatever. But baseball came out on top.
Yeah.
And it won by quite a bit. And we just want you to become a better sports parent. And who better to tell you about how you should raise your kids than Amy and I, who don't have kids. So we've decided to bring in some help. Jonathan Caron is the creator of the Healthy Sports Parents podcast, also a social platform helping parents lead their kids through youth sports without losing their minds. And Jonathan is with us again on KMOX. Jonathan, good to have you. How are you?
I am good. I'm just laughing at the idea of giving parents advice, because why do we even do this? Like,
well,
they're not going to listen.
Well,
maybe they will.
Who's going to listen to two people who don't have kids like Amy and me?
Here's what I said last time. Your kid's not special. They're not going to make it.
Right.
Don't go to that stupid Mother's Day tournament. Stay home with mom. Your kid's not special. Was that the wrong thing to say, Jonathan?
Wrong, maybe not the wrong thing, maybe the wrong way.
Okay,
let's talk the truth, though. Like, 2% of elementary age kids are going to play in college. 2% of elementary,
wow.
Actually less than 2% of elementary age kids. If mom wants to go to Mother's Day tournament because she likes watching son or daughter play, sure, let's do it. But if mom is going to that tournament because Uncle Rico, the coach, can't let his career go and is forcing a group of 10-year-olds to go play on Mother's Day, then that's our issue.
Yeah. Yeah. We were actually just talking to someone, and there are sports tryouts going on, and it's that elementary grade school, earlier than high school. And parents think that their professional careers or their kids' college careers will be ruined because of something that happens in fifth grade.
Yeah, they're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here's the reality. Like, all joking aside, there are areas in our country where if you go to a large high school, some of that stuff can get decided on at younger ages. It should not happen, but it does. When certain coaches with the wrong approaches get in at the high school level and they have club programs they work with, it happens that way. The average high school in America is only 1,500 kids, though. So most, or at least half, your high schools are less than that. In those situations, it's not determined in elementary school. At the same time, I've been as tall as I am right now since I was 12 years old.
Yeah,
I was the giant playing basketball and baseball in second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth grade. I haven't grown since eighth grade. So I couldn't, like, yeah, I was really good in fifth grade. But by the time we got to ninth grade, you can't be a 6-foot center in high school basketball when everyone else is 6'4". So puberty's gonna sort it out anyways. So what I tell everybody, keep your kid playing, let them have as much fun as humanly possible, and then let genetics and their growth determine the rest. Because if they love the game, that will make them want to work at it. And if they grow into their body, that's when all of this actually starts determining things.
Yep.
So at fifth grade, like, the fifth grade prodigy is rarely the kid in 12th grade who's still above everybody.
Yeah.
So I umpired youth baseball for a while.
For
a few years. And that's probably where I have such strong opinions about it, because I've seen it from that end.
Didn't a parent throw a ball at you?
She threw a baseball at me.
Yeah.
I've had this argument with other people who didn't umpire or officiate basketball or anything. And when parents yell at umpires or officials, one of the arguments I get is, well, that umpire blowing that call, that can affect my kid's ability to get recruited, or, you know, for a college to see them or something like that. And my argument back to them is, no, it doesn't, because if there are scouts in the crowd to see your kid, his talent or her talent is going to shine through regardless of the officiating. That's true, right?
Yes. And can I give you a different perspective totally on that?
Yeah.
You losing your mind at an umpire is actually going to impact a coach wanting your kid to play for them more than the umpire's bad call.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because coaches recruit families. And does that coach want to deal with the overly emotional mom or dad for the next 4 to 5 years? If there's a kid who's equally as talented and his parents are more sane on the sidelines, they're going to choose the other kid over you because of the way you act on the sideline. So a good coach can see through a bad call on the field, but if you're acting a fool on the sidelines, that's going to leave an impression. And that goes all the way down to the elementary school level. Like if your kid is trying to get on a travel ball team and you are known as the crazy parent, unless your kid is head and shoulders above the other kids, your actions are going to ding your kid and their ability to get on that team because the coach doesn't want to deal with you.
Jonathan, to that point with parents blowing up at umpires or even really pushing their kids to play a single sport year-round, travel, I don't have the numbers. I haven't seen these numbers, but I would guess that burnout disrupts college careers more than like a missed opportunity because of a blown call. Like my guess would be that kids getting burned out at the age of 11 or at 14 or 15, that's going to end their careers more than anything else.
Yeah, I saw a friend of mine posted this on Instagram the other day. She said that kids are getting burnout and quitting their sports at younger ages than when we started playing the sports.
Oh, wow.
I didn't start playing. My local rec league growing up didn't start playing basketball until fourth grade, because kids under fourth grade, really, the ball is too heavy and the goal is too high to really play basketball. You can throw a ball at a hoop and dribble and those things, but until you get to that third, fourth grade area, the size of the game, you can't really do too much. And we've got kids starting basketball at 4 years old now. And I'll use my son as an example. He is going into third grade. He played basketball for one season in first grade. They used the female size basketball, 27 and a half inch or whatever it is. So the ball was still a little too heavy for him. And they used 9-foot goals. So these little 6 and 7 year olds are shooting a heavy ball into 9-foot goals. The final score was like 6-4. And at the same time, like Owen, his little math brain, he sees shapes in his head. And so he's going to get open on the court, and he's standing on the wing wide open, and he can't understand why no one's passing him the ball. And I had to tell him, like, Owen, they can't throw across the court. They're not strong enough yet. They can't throw from the top of the key to the wing to pass you the ball without it getting intercepted. And he mentally couldn't understand that at 7 years old. So I'm kind of forcing him to play this winter because he likes playing in the driveway, but he has such a bad taste in his mouth from first grade that he doesn't think he's going to like it now in third grade, when I'm hoping he will. But if he wouldn't have started playing until third or fourth grade like I did, then I guarantee you he would have had a better experience with the game, because it would have been more physically ready to play it. So Yes. Or we've got fourth graders playing 100 baseball games in a year.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah.
That's insane.
I think the last time we talked, and this was months ago, that I was in an Uber once, and the driver was telling me that his son plays travel baseball. And he said that his son had played 150 games in a year. And like, I thought that is a lot of games. It might have been more than that even. So I'm wondering about burnout. If you're a parent, how can you identify burnout if your kid doesn't say, hey, I don't want to do this anymore? Or and maybe you're just, you know, as a parent, you're into it and you want to do all this stuff and, you know, you're maybe pushing him or her to play. Is there a way to somehow remove yourself from your desire for them to play and look at them and realize maybe they're not interested anymore?
So the hard part with that question is there's a difference in burnout and their interest changing. And I think we have to approach it differently, because I would bet the things you two are into today in 2025 are not the same things you were into in 2019. And so if we can change our interest over the course of 6 years, why do we think our 12-year-old is into the same thing they're into when they were six?
Yeah.
So we have to acknowledge that changing interest is different. But burnout is when the kid, like, you know, they still love the game. They just don't want to go to practice anymore. It's like, why don't you want to go, buddy? I don't know. I just don't want to go. That's different than like, I just don't like it anymore. When they can't pinpoint why they're tired of it or why they're not enjoying it anymore, there's a good chance burnout's there. If they can say this isn't fun because X, Y, Z, then their interests are changing. So that's the mental side of it, but the physical side of burnout too. Like, if your kid is tired all the time, they might need some rest.
Yeah.
If your kid is 13 years old and has a nagging injury, their ankle just keeps hurting them. 13-year-old bodies are pretty resilient. If they're complaining about the same injury over and over, then their body is telling them they need a break from whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make you heroic to push through an injury at 13 years old. Let's take care of our body. And then we're not playing for an NCAA championship. It doesn't, like, pushing through a tournament in Myrtle Beach or at the Ozarks or something like that at 12 years old, that doesn't make you a hero. That just sets you up for a long-term injury.
Jonathan Carone, creator of the Healthy Sports Parents, a podcast and social platform helping parents lead their kids through youth sports without losing their mind. Really important stuff. Would love to have you on yet again to continue the conversation, because I know a lot of parents feel a lot of pressure. It can be a tough situation.
I'm here whenever you want. Can I weigh in on the worst sports parent for a second?
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Go ahead.
The individual sport, tennis, golf, whatever, who pulls their kid out of school to homeschool them so that they can train more during the day because they're not sitting in a classroom.
Okay.
Well,
that's pretty.
They pull them out of school so that they can train for 4 to 6 hours a day. Ooh.
We didn't make that an option. It was only baseball.
I know. I'm just telling you, because that exists.
We probably
should. Those people just, I don't get them.
Because if you're betting on that, you bet your kid better be good.
Yeah.
Right.
For every Olympic gymnast, they're 99%.
And you better have a lot of money for therapy.
That's
because they're going to need it.
Jonathan, you're awesome, man. We really appreciate the conversation, and we'll talk again soon. Okay.
Thanks, guys. Anytime.
Thank you.
Jonathan Carone, Healthy Sports Parents. There is a website, healthysportsparents.com. You can go there and it'll take you to all the places that you need to consume.
He had Steve Magnus on recently, who is a very famous, he left Nike. Steve did, pretty famous sports figure who said there's no such thing as an elite 8-year-old.
That's
true. There's no such thing as an elite 8-year-old.
That's true.
Now, did you see this with Chris and Amy?
Ronj, I follow these accounts that highlight moments in St. Louis history, and this one was from June 29th, 1980. So we just had the 45th anniversary where 40,000 fans packed Busch Stadium 2 for Super Jam 80. The lineup was Journey, Sammy Hagar, Judas Priest, April Wine, and Shooting Star. They said the official temperature that day was 92, but on the field, it was like 125 degrees.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And people are packed on this field.
I couldn't think of anywhere worse to be.
Oh, it sounds
except maybe in the middle of a war.
Well, yeah.
Bullets are flying by your head.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
I have to pick. Like, which one do I not want to deal with? Oh, my God, that's awful. What year was that?
1980. So 45 years ago, almost to the day, a couple days ago. So I'm sure some of our listeners, maybe a couple of them, might have been there. You were too young.
Oh, yeah, I absolutely would not. I was 3. Why did it take me so long to...
Because math is not your greatest skill. I also love this, unrelated, but in Great Britain, a lot, and maybe other people say this too, but I listen to a British podcast and they call it maths. Like there's different maths, like the science maths with an S.
Oh, geez.
Like he was not great at maths.
So apparently, Amy, this is from Daily Mail in the UK.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've seen this story.
No, I don't know.
And the title of the story, the subject is Vet Issues Urgent Warning Over Social Media Trend Saying It Could Kill Your Dog.
What is it?
Okay. A vet has spoken out against the TikTok trend, which says could be very dangerous. There is a veterinarian that is telling people do not give ibuprofen to your dogs. Because apparently this is a trend on TikTok where people are giving that to their pets for some reason. And so he is telling you not to do that.
Yikes.
Because it is very bad.
I have never heard of
that. Don't ever give your dog any people stuff. That's what vets are for. They have very specific medicine because if you are doing this, do not follow the TikTok trend of giving your dog ibuprofen, okay?
Okay.
Because you'll kill your dog.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.